Columbus. The Ohio Department of Health on Thursday reported 6,530 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. That includes 405 new cases in the Mahoning Valley, 151 new cases in Mahoning County, for a total of 28,083, 156 in Trumbull, 20,868, and 98 in Columbiana, 12,362. There were 300 new COVID-19 hospitalizations reported statewide Wednesday and 38 new ICU admissions. Between Wednesday and Thursday, 6,634 new vaccinations were started in the state. To date, 5,856,237 vaccine-eligible Ohioans have been fully vaccinated, or about 58.6% of Ohioans age 12 and older. As of Wednesday, about 48.39% of all residents in Mahoning County have completed their vaccinations, 46% in Trumbull, and 39.56% in Columbiana. The average rate of daily new cases in the valley so far this month is more than twice what it was a month ago, and it continues to rise. An average 291 new cases were reported each day since September 1 in valley counties. An average 113 new cases were reported each day in August. Statewide, nearly 126,700 people are presumed to be actively infected as of Wednesday. A month ago, there were about 67,600 presumably active infections. The state on Tuesday reported 132 new COVID-19 deaths since its last mortality report 4 days prior. That included 7 deaths in Mahoning County, 4 in Trumbull and 1 in Columbiana. More than 1,000 COVID-19 deaths have been reported statewide since September 1, an average of nearly 40 deaths per day. August saw nearly 380 total deaths, an average of about 12 deaths per day. About 2,100 COVID-19 deaths were reported statewide in December, the month with the most recorded pandemic deaths, an average of 70 per day. As of September 24, 851 people reported to be fully vaccinated have been hospitalized in the state for breakthrough infection since January 1, and 113 fully vaccinated people have died. That means breakthrough infections are attributed to about 1.4% of all COVID-19 deaths reported since the beginning of the year, and about 3.2% of all hospitalizations. The average 2-week rate of positive coronavirus tests dropped 0.1% between Sunday and Monday, and is now at 12.4%. That rate increased steadily since mid-July, but is now down 1.6% since its most recent peak on September 9. However, it continues to be as high as it was in mid-January, as the state's winter surge was on the decline. It's still nearly 10 times higher than the all-time low of 1.3% reported in late June. The 2-week positivity rate for the period ending September 21 was 14% in Columbiana, up from 13% at last report, 13.9% in Trumbull County, down from 14.4%, and 11.6% in Mahoning, the same as last report. Last week, the state's rate of new cases per 100,000 people over the last 2 weeks rose from 683 the week prior to 699. That's nearly 7 times the CDC's threshold for high transmission, which is 100 cases per 100,000 people. The 2-week rate of new cases was 582 for the week ending September 9. Columbiana County last week reported 923 new cases per 100,000 residents, up from 776 for the 2 weeks ending September 16. Mahoning reported 715, up from 618, and Trumbull reported 561, up from 485.